people. Welcome to my podcast. I am your host, Emily, and have my special guest with me today. You haven't been on for a while, have you?
Oh gosh, it's been more than 100 days. I'll just say that.
Really?
Yeah, because I haven't been on since I gave up drinking, and I've been 100 days sober today. So, yay! Yeah, yep, so, yeah, it's been at least over 100 days.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
I know that in, like, after 11 more episodes about, I'll have made it to 100 episodes on my podcast.
Dang.
Yeah. So.
Dang.
Anyways, today we're here talking about Togepi and its evolutions. Togepi is number 175, type is fairy, and I remember hearing this a few months back. Apparently, fairy type doesn't exist anymore. I don't know what that means, but I think it had something to do with the video games. Its species is Spikeball Pokemon, and its height is 0.3 meters or 1 foot, and then it weighs 1.5 kilograms or 3.3 pounds.
Cute little thing.
It looks like most of them are males.
Okay.
87%. 87.5% male, 12.5% female.
Huh. I was just thinking something, like, you wouldn't be able to tell if it's male or female.
No, I don't think you would.
No.
Especially unless if its voice would sound like, toga, 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 be.
True. And maybe it could be a female with a lower voice. You just don't know.
That's true.
Yeah, just like Joyce Meyer. She sounds like she could be a man or like a really heavy smoker. But she's definitely a woman. Yeah. So you just don't know.
I know I saw... I don't remember if it was... what day it was. But I saw someone wants me to go over a text. So I'll read a few. Looks like they have a lot of normal type attacks. Togepi. Which one? They have a lot. Baton pass, that sounds interesting. Baton pass causes user to switch out for another Pokemon. That's interesting.
Yeah, that's cool.
Passing any stat changes to that Pokemon that switches in. Sweet kiss, that sounds like interesting. Sweet kiss causes the target to become confused.
That's a good power to have.
Yeah. Wow. I'll look at the attacks for the other ones since I haven't had this one. So, Togepi, what does it look like to you?
It kind of reminds me, like, the top of its head reminds me the top of, like, a starfish. It's got,
it's not as widely set apart, though, like a starfish.
Mm-hmm.
Its arms be there.
Yeah. It looks like most of its body is covered up with an eggshell. And I have chickens. And it kind of reminds me of the eggshell of one of my chickens, even though it doesn't have all those crazy designs on it, but it's a white eggshell. It kind of reminds me of a starfish for a top, and its shell cover, it looks like the shell comes just below its mouth. So
I wonder if, no, that's probably not actually part of its body, the shell.
Well, doesn't it always have a shell on?
Yeah, it does.
Mm-hmm. but as it evolves.
Yeah.
So it's still a little baby Pokemon.
To me, Togepi looks like a hard-boiled egg.
Oh.
A cracked hard-boiled egg.
With arms and legs?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's true. I totally see that.
It's got some red and blue markings on the egg.
Yeah, it looks really pretty, actually, I think. The design that's on the eggshell.
Yeah. That is cool. Oh, I forgot. What the episode was called? I'll put it in the description for the episode.
Who gets to keep a Togepi?
Who gets to keep Togepi?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that was a good episode.
Mm-hmm.
So, Ash found an egg, and then Brock was taking care of it this whole time, and he was, like, keeping it warm. I don't know what else he was doing. Keeping it company, I guess? You can't feed it. It's an egg. It hasn't hatched yet.
Mm-hmm. It was just spending time with it.
Yeah, I guess. And then what happened?
Well, Team Rocket, they were dressed up kind of like...
Oh, that's right. They were at a diner, and the Ash and friends were talking about, oh, I wonder what the egg is going to hatch into. And they were like, ooh, a Lapras or an Aerodactyl. And then Team Rocket overheard them. They're like, ooh,
yep,
we could get a rare Pokemon out of that. And so they tricked them.
They were funny. They were they kind of reminded me of like Amish people a little bit, the way that they were dressed. And it was funny. They were selling eggs.
Fake
Team
eggs,
Rocket.
Yeah. Yep. The designs looked, well, they had designs on them to confuse Ash and friends.
Mm-hmm.
All their fake eggs. To confuse it with the real one. And it worked, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Team Rocket stole the egg and they ran away. And during that time, Jesse and James, I think it was James, he was so funny. He was saying how he wanted to cook the egg. And then Meowth him over the head with a pan. And he's like, I'm gonna look after this egg.
Yeah, Meowth really got attached to the little eggy.
He was like snuggling with it. He put it in the bathtub with him. He was eating with it. He was talking with it.
Memories.
He told his whole life story with it.
Oh, sad. He really bonded.
He really did.
Uh-huh.
He slept with it by his side.
Yeah.
Well, that's what it showed. But really, I was confused about the timeline because Ash and friends, Team Rocket had left a trail of the eggs. And that's how they found Team Rocket, was they were picking up the eggs.
Mm-hmm.
The fake eggs they left behind.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how long was he really looking after the egg?
Yeah, but it was funny when they did a flashback. It was like all these memories, like they spent all this time together and it was probably really only just like an hour or two.
Yeah. So then Ash and friends showed up and there was a whole battle. It was like a volleyball with the egg. They were throwing it, and then someone else would catch it, but then they would bump them, and then the egg went flying again. And then Pikachu ended up catching the egg just in time. And then it was starting to hatch, and Ash was holding the egg, but then Misty kind of pushed him out of the way, and then that's when the egg came out, and it was a Togepi.
Yeah. And they bonded.
They did. Misty, like, and Togepi.
Yeah, like...
Because Misty was the first thing Togepi saw.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever Togepi saw first, at least that's what it said in the Pokemon Dexter thing. Said whoever that Pokemon sees first thinks of it as its mom.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they didn't know that at the time. So, once they left Team Rocket, they were like, so who gets to keep the egg? Because they were like, they all wanted to keep it because Ash was like, well, I found the egg. And Brock was like, well, I was taking care of it. And Misty was like, well, I think it likes me the best. Mm-hmm. So...
can't blame her for that. She would, if I had to pick somebody to take care of me, I think I would probably pick Misty.
Yeah. So then, actually, Team Rocket showed back up, and Meowth was like, no, I want that egg. And he was like, I want Togepi.
Mm-hmm.
And so they did a whole battle.
Mm-hmm. It was almost like a tournament.
Yeah, it really was. A mm-hmm. tournament for who got to keep Togepi.
Yep.
And Ash ended up winning.
Well, so first it was, so Meowth did a battle with Brock.
And he battled using his own body because he's a Pokemon.
Yeah, Onyx. So Brock used Onyx in the battle. And it was so funny. Meowth ended up winning the battle because he had two buckets of water in his hand. So he did water attack on Onyx.
Mm-hmm.
Which was, it was kind of funny to watch.
I thought it was funny that he was pretending to be the owner of the Pokemon and the Pokemon. Like, he was saying, okay, Meowth, do this. And then he jumped forward and did that. And then it was just funny.
Yeah, that was hilarious. So then, yeah, it was Meowth and Onyx. And then Meowth won that. And then it was a battle between Misty and Ash. And Misty used Psyduck and Ash used Bulbasaur.
Tickle attack.
Yeah, yeah. So Ash won the battle between... Bulbasaur won the battle between with Psyduck. So then Ash won that. And so then Meowth and Ash battled. And Ash used Pikachu.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And so Pikachu basically electrocuted Meowth. So then Ash won. And then Ash thought that he should get Togepi, but then...
Togepi wasn't happy.
Yeah, Togepi was like...
No, Togepi was just like staring, like no emotion on its face. And Ash was like, Togepi, you're mine now. It's just sat there not moving.
Mm-hmm.
So...
And then Misty said, Togepi likes me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when they found out in the...
Pokedex.
Yeah, Pokedex.
Yep.
So, Misty got to have Togepi.
Yep.
Leave your comment down below who you think deserves to have Togepi. Because I feel like it shouldn't have been Misty.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, I feel like Misty makes a great mom. She has great qualities. However, I don't feel like she deserves it because she didn't take care of the egg.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it should have been Brock.
Well, you know, it was kind of a group effort, though, wasn't it?
It really was.
So, you know, they do say it takes a village to raise a child. So, yeah. I don't know. But being Brock and Ash and Misty, they're always hanging out together anyways. Yeah, I don't know. And eventually maybe there'll be another Togepi that... Ash or Brock could get.
Yeah.
So. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Leave your guys' comment. Who do you think should have a Togepi?
Well, so I'm all about, like, to me it makes sense for Ash to have Togepi because Ash is the one who won the battle, but
yeah,
I would want, if I was the trainer, the Pokemon trainer, I would want my Pokemon to be happy.
Well, let's say this. If Togepi didn't have that trait where whoever it looked at first,
mm-hmm.
you know, was its mom, if it didn't have that and it didn't lean any certain sort of way, you think it should have
been Ash's. Ash. Yeah, because he won the battle and that's how you figure things out. Yep.
I don't know. Leave in the your Pokemon guys'
world.
Comments.
In the Pokemon world, that's how people figure out Pokemon.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so moving on, we have its evolution, Togetic, number 176, dual type, flying and fairy, happiness Pokemon. That's its species.
What is it?
The happiness Pokemon.
Oh, I like happiness. I like being happy. I like being happy.
Its height is 0.6 meters or 2 feet. And then it weighs 3.2 kilograms or 7.1 pounds. What does Togetic look like to you?
Well, let's see.
It's very alien looking. It has like a kind of pudgy body with the red and blue designs on it, like on the egg, except it's not an egg anymore. But it looks like the patterns on the egg were like imprinted on its body.
Mm-hmm. The eggshell has
designs.
Yeah, it has this exact same pattern on its body.
And then it has some tiny wings behind it. And it has kind of like a long and slender neck.
Mm-hmm. Even though it has wings, it doesn't have any like feathers or fur. It's just kind of a bald Pokemon. Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of alien-like. It's hard to describe.
It really is.
It does not have any eyelashes. I don't know why I just noticed that.
Togepi didn't have eyelashes.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. It just...
It doesn't have a nose either.
And there's... Poor thing. Yeah. How does it smell? Yeah. It's got kind of stubby legs. Like, the legs aren't long at all.
Oh, super short.
Yeah, the legs are really close
like
to the body.
It's like no leg. It's like ankle and foot.
Like, how does it even... does it walk around okay?
Waddle.
Like, yeah, wobble around?
Or does it fly?
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like Santa Claus who's had way too many cookies. It's got a big brown belly. And really no torso. It kind of just goes to the neck. And then there's a head. Yeah, I really like how it's a happiness Pokemon. So what does that mean? What does it do exactly? It makes people happy?
Let's read some Pokedex entries since I couldn't find a free episode. So.
Okay.
They say that it will appear before kind-hearted, caring people and shower them with happiness.
Aww.
If it grows dispirited, it grows dispirited if it is not with kind people.
Mm.
It can float in midair without moving its wings.
Hmm.
Although it does not flap its wings very much, it can stay up in the air as it tags along after its trainer. Togetic is said to be a Pokemon that brings good fortune. When the Pokemon spots someone who is pure of heart, it is said to appear and share its happiness with that person.
Hmm.
It is said to appear in front of kindly people to scatter a glowing down called joy dust. Fairy attacks, I think one more. There's a lot of normal attacks. I'm gonna look at this. Togepi had this one. Rock ancient power. Deals damage and has 10% chance of raising all the user's stats at once. I'm not sure what that means. I don't do the gaming aspect, but
huh. What is the one down at the bottom that said wish, I think?
Wish.
Yeah, what is that?
Normal type. A self-healing move. The user restores its own HP by up to half of its maximum HP in the next turn. I think HP means hit power. It's the damage, I think. Let me know if I'm right or wrong about that. Then there's this one. Togepi had this one too. Water type Life Dew. User scatters mysterious water around and restores the HP of itself and its ally Pokemon currently in battle.
to for people like slip and fall?
I think it's like kind of mist. I don't know. That's how I kind of envisioned it. Yeah. Something I forgot to say. So in like several episodes, it shows Togepi had, I don't know if all Togepis have this power, but Misty's Togepi did this kind of hypno thing with its arms, and then they were transported. So, like, there was one time when they were about to fall off a cliff or something, and Togepi transported everyone around him to, like, a completely different area.
Ooh, that would be a cool power to have.
Yeah, it was always when they were in danger and something was about to hit the fan. Like, at the last moment, they escaped. And they never knew it was Togepi, either. They were like, oh, it must have been this or that, or someone else's Pokemon.
They never made the connection.
No, they didn't.
Convenient. How'd that happen again?
And I remember, in one of the episodes, I don't remember exactly how it went, but I think these creatures, Togetic, at least, I don't know if it's for Togepi's too, I think Togepi and Evolution live in this different dimension. It's like basically a land of happiness, and there's like no evil there, is what I remember.
Can we move there?
I mean, yeah.
Sounds like a nice place.
It does. But, yeah, that's Togetic. Then we have the last one, Togekiss. It's still dual type, flying and fairy. Number 468, Jubilee Pokemon. What's Jubilee?
I don't know. Jubilee?
Jubilee, that's what it says. Jubilee?
Jubilee.
Jubilee.
Jubilee. Yep.
Doesn't that mean, like, happy?
Like celebration, I thought.
Oh. Togekiss's height is 1.5 meters or 4 feet 11 inches, and it weighs 38 kilograms or 83.8 pounds.
It looks like it might weigh more than that. Maybe it's just because of the way it is, but it looks like a big one.
Maybe it has hollow bones, like birds do. It looks like a really big bird.
It's all muscle.
A big white
swear.
Bird. It's a really big white bird. And it has those cute designs on like its chest. And it's still got those little kind of like crown things on its head.
Little like spike kind of.
Yeah, they're longer now. It's like turned into a spike, but it doesn't look sharp.
You know, one thing that I've noticed with the evolution of the Togepi is that the spots, the designs, are always blue and red.
Yeah.
Like, that hasn't changed. Mm. So I wonder if the color of its design or spots, however you want to call it, if that has to do with any of the powers that it has. Like, is there any connection?
Oh, so Togekiss has more powers now. Oh, look. Has a fighting move here. Aura Sphere deals damage and ignores changes to the accuracy and evasion stats. Yeah. Maybe.
What did you think of the episode?
Oh. I didn't think we were going to talk about it because it was hardly in it.
True. It was mostly about the girls switching spots.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was a little disappointed with that.
Yeah. For anybody who's interested, the episode was called Dawn of a Royal Day. It was basically about Dawn.
Yeah, Dawn switching place with a princess that looked just like her.
Mm-hmm.
And the princess wanted to participate in the Pokemon tournament with her Togekiss.
Yep.
And I won't spoil what happens, but at the end, the princess gives her Togekiss to Dawn. So, that's what happened. So I'll read some Pokedex entries since it didn't say much about it in the episode. So for Togekiss, it says, it will never appear when there is strife. Its sightings have become rare recently. I wonder why.
Yeah, no kidding.
It shares many blessings with people who respect one another's rights and avoids needless strife. As everyone knows, it visits peaceful regions. It's known as a good luck charm. Yeah, it's basically the same thing as Togetic. I mean, the Pokedex entries.
Yeah. Yeah, I like how Togepi and the two evolutions of it are just about happiness and peaceful.
I have to say something that I think was funny, and I'm pretty sure it was you. So when I used to watch the Pokemon episodes, you would sometimes see me watching them, and whenever Togepi was on, it would be like Togepi.
Yeah.
And you were always making fun of it.
Oh,
the
yeah.
way it sounded.
Yeah. Well, I was like, when you look at it, I mean, it looks like it's kind of wearing a diaper. Like, how does it go to the bathroom?
It doesn't.
Okay. That's.
We never saw the back of its eggshell, though.
Yeah, it.
Or the bottom of its eggshell.
It actually, like, to me, like, I'm just imagining if I was a Togepi. Like, do you feel trapped in that with that eggshell? It looks like its short little arms and legs can barely pop out of it.
I don't think it cares. I think every time I've seen Togepi, it's just a. I don't want to say mindless, but it does seem kind of loop-de-loop-de-doo.
Airheaded?
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
But it's happy, so.
Oblivious to life's problems.
Yes, but not completely oblivious because Togepi always transported them out right before they were about to splat.
It just didn't stress about it.
Yeah, I guess not.
It's like, okay, we should get out of here. Therefore,
yep.
We're getting out of here.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
So now we'll rate this evolution line out of 5 stars. Starting with Togepi. What are you thinking?
So if one is like,
I hate it.
And yep. 5 is like the best one in the whole world.
5 is you love it.
3 is average?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yep. 1 star is you hate it. 2 stars, you don't like it. 3 stars, average. 4 stars, you like it. 5 stars, you love it.
I'll give it 3.5 stars.
Okay. I'm going to give it 3 stars, average.
Okay.
Yeah. Togetic. I don't like how it looks. I don't like its design.
Oh, you're so judgy.
Okay. Says the person that's judging me for judging.
Well, we are judging them, I guess.
Well, okay, so what are you thinking, Togetic?
I would give it a 4.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I
like how it looks better than Togepi.
I do, yeah, and it's just not like a little round ball with a couple of, you know, arms and legs poking out of it. So, Yeah, I like it. It almost kind of reminds me, for some reason, like Charmander. A tiny bit.
Okay.
The shape of the body. So it kind of looks like it could be a descendant of, like, a dinosaur Pokemon.
Yeah, I kind of see the dinosaur.
Mm-hmm. So, 4 for me.
I'll give it 2.5 stars.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
Togekiss.
2.
Yeah, 2 stars. I don't like it.
And that's being generous.
I wonder if there's a shiny. Let's see. Or if there's... Cute. Look at that.
It's because it's got a scarf and it's...
It's got goggles
it's
on.
It's moving. What do you mean a shiny?
It means like it's a different color. Oh, wait, this might be it. Yeah, you can barely see the difference.
Mm-hmm.
This is...
One's light blue and the other one's white.
Yeah.
Well, I like the white one. I like the one better. I like the white one better other than like the light blue one. Yep.
Okay, that looks weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well. So, now it's been so long since I've done a regular episode. I think now we'll do the Pokemon tournament.
All right.
Yeah. So I believe my last favorite Pokemon was Chikorita, because it's one of my favorite Pokemon ever.
One of your top 10.
I don't have top 10 anymore.
You made it, you expanded it.
I couldn't figure out which ones I wanted on the top 10, so I don't have top 10 anymore.
You just keep adding more, huh?
Yeah, I just...
One of your faves.
Yeah, yeah.
Got it.
So, okay, so here... And Mom doesn't remember hers, although I think it's Chikorita. So here, you tell me which one rings a bell, okay?
Sure.
So this one, Chikorita, Bailey...
Oh my, no. Not Bailey.
Meganium.
Oh! That's cute.
Cyndaquil.
Nope.
You weren't in that episode. So.
Nope.
I don't think you were in this episode either, were you?
No. I might have been. I don't know. It's been so long. Ha!
You were not in this episode.
Look at that.
It could only be your favorite ones were the ones you were episodes in. Otherwise, uh-huh. You wouldn't know about it.
That looks like a cute little squirrel.
You remember this?
Hoot hoot.
Hoot hoot. Knocked owl.
Hmm.
You weren't in this one.
Nope. Cute little bug.
Ladybug.
Ew.
Now we got spiders.
Okay. Less insect-like, I think. Yeah.
And then there was Chinchou and Lantern, but you didn't see that episode. So, which one was it, Mom?
Oh, gosh.
Was it Chikorita or was it Knocked Owl? Because I feel like it might have been between those two.
Show me Knocked Owl? No.
That was the owl.
Oh. Hoot hoot.
Hoot hoot.
One reminds me of an... I mean, it looks like just like an owl, but it almost kind of reminds me of an eagle.
Okay, well, let's just say of the ones I... Out of all the Pokemon I showed you right now, I just showed her all the Pokemon we've gone through so far in Season 2, Gen 2. Which one did you like the best?
The squirrel-looking one with the tail.
Okay.
The striped tail.
This one?
That one looks like a prisoner, but there was a different one after that with the stripes on his tail. Okay, not that one for sure.
Well, that's... That's the squirrel one.
Okay, then maybe it is this. Go back to the other one.
Sentra and Fret we're looking at.
Huh.
I think, yeah.
Shoot. I don't know. That one or Hoot Hoot?
Hoot, really? Hoot Hoot?
Well, the owl one. What's the owl one?
Knocked Owl?
Knocked Owl, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So this one, Fret or... Or do you like Togepi or Togekiss? Or do you like any of the Togepi evolutions better than all the ones you've seen?
You know, I think it was the Knocked Owl.
Yeah.
I think it was.
Yeah.
Yep. I think so. That squirrel looking one though sure looks kinda cute, but I think this one
it's like a ferret.
Yeah. Yeah. The little cute little critter.
Ferret the ferret.
Yep.
So, Knocked Owl, do you want to keep it as your favorite so far, or you want to change it from something from the Togepi evolution?
Well, I really like the Togetic? Togetic? I can't remember.
Togetic. They all pronounced the same in the first half. Okay. Toga. Toga P. Toga.
Toga
tick,
P. You said
T. Toga kiss. Toga. So.
Toga tick. But that reminds me of a wood tick. Which I hate wood ticks.
It's not spelled like that though. It's T-I-C.
Yeah.
If that helps.
Oh,
shoes.
What?
Nothing.
Boy.
Well, I'll say my favorite Pokemon we've gone over since Gen 2. It's still Chikorita.
Hmm.
I do love Knocked Owl, and it's probably one of my favorites as well.
Okay.
But I like Chikorita.
Yeah. Yeah. I wanted to say it wrong again. Togetic. There.
Good job.
Thank you. That was hard. I like Togetic, but I feel like I still like Knocked Owl better.
And I'm gonna have to agree with your decision.
Yeah.
I think if you watched the episode on Knocked Owl, you definitely have no hesitation. Because Knocked Owl is really smart.
Yeah. Yeah. Knocked Owl it is.
Okay, Knocked Owl it is. Those are our favorite Pokemon we've gone over so far in Gen 2. Do you have anything else to add?
If anybody remembers... If I had a different favorite Pokemon.
Yeah, if someone wants to go through the work of
going back,
listening to the episodes to see.
Yeah.
But I think it was.
I think so. Yep.
Yeah. Anyways, thank you guys for tuning in. And I'll see you next time.
Until then.
All right. Bye.
Bye.